Someone who I've for a long time admired as a player. I think Bashan will be the first to admit that the last year and a half hasn't gone the way that he would have hoped. But when you've got that much talent and that much ability, then and he's not 34, 35 years of age, he's 29, very much in the prime years of your career as a midfield player, and hopefully this loan spell can be the start of him getting his career back on track, and in turn helping us to keep getting good positive results. Probably when you look at in particular the St Pat's game, when St Pat's go down to 10 men, and then the cup game at the weekend, I think we have a lot of really really good players at the club, but I think someone to make that final pass and open up a defence, I think he brings that. I think structurally we're good as a team, we're well organised, but I think we definitely needed a player that can add a creative spark, and play a what kind of a cutthroat pass, if you want to call it, and he can certainly do that. And probably his performances for Linfield in Europe when he first went there kind of spring to mind. He made an unbelievable pass for Kirk Miller away from home in one of the games, and straight away that pass springs to mind, and he's got that in his locker, and I'm delighted we've been able to bring him to the club.
Somewhat experienced too of the League of Ireland and Europe too.
The fact that he's got real League of Ireland experience is a huge plus, and I've said that from the start of this window that it's a difficult window. It's a loan window really for League of Ireland clubs, unless you go and buy someone from somewhere. That's the way I would look at it. But I think we've done good business so far, and I'm delighted we've been able to add Bashan as well.
And he's also not cup tied too, which is a nice bonus.
Well, that was very very important. I first made contact with Keith sort of over the weekend, and that was important to me that he wasn't cup tied.
Probably from the coach view as well, but that's football, you know. Sometimes you move on and you don't know where you're gonna end up. You don't know what's next, really. But you know, I took it on the chin and I just keep working hard until today, and I won't change the way I am. First, I want to prove to myself like I can still do it, and if I can prove to people wrong as well, that'll be the best thing.